I can text all the time now.
It's actual nice sentences. It's nice stepping your phone game up, man.
Yeah. Nate's all been texting me all the time because he's got a phone that has a text capability now.
Yeah, yeah. When you step your phone game up, like you,
I mean, he calls it a phone, but it doesn't have the Apple logo on it, so I don't quite understand.
Yeah, I don't know if it is.
It came to, like, seriously, this would be an iPhone right now if they had not invented the iPad.
True story.
I'm holding out for it now. I was like, I can get just a new phone now because I know I'm not going to get an iPhone.
Or you can wait 3 years and buy an iPad.
And then
I can't wait 3 years. Six months.
You know what I'm doing? I'm buying the damn thing off of somebody who had the itchy trigger finger and got only the wireless version. And everyone who's going to step their game up to the 3G is going to be selling their wireless.
Ooh, right. You think that's going to, like, the early adopters will just sell them off?
It's what happened with the iPhone. Nice. That's why the iPhone is still, the original first-gen iPhone is still in demand because of what you can do to it after the fact.
Yeah.
Oh, because are they easier to jailbreak?
Yeah. And as an early adopter, with my iPhone, mine is still in demand. So, you know, anyone look for me on eBay pretty soon. I'll be hype in the iPhone. But yeah, the wireless, for those who were clamoring for the 3G or, you know, who are waiting for it.
I can see Steve's eBay page now. It'll be like 400 pairs of shoes and one old
one-gen
iPhone.
Yeah, like only two pieces of actual electronics and other shoes.
Like knowing like what Steve would sell, they would all be like, regular shoes. Like, I don't need these anymore.
Okay, well, with that,
I don't need these
with
dress
that, Nate,
shoes.
We want to welcome Steve Gordon back to the Replay Show. What up?
Welcome to season 3, man.
Yeah, man. I was listening to the other. I love the inline player on the site.
Thank you. We it's have freshness. Been looking for a solution for that for
in
a while.
In celebration of season 3.
Ooh, celebrations.
Mountain Dew has released 3 new flavors.
Booyah. Distortion.
Get out.
We got Typhoon.
Shut your face.
And Whiteout.
Don't say that about my mother.
Which is kind of...
We're going to start...
Whiteout Citrus Mountain Dew, huh?
Yeah, it's like we got... Steve, you want to take a photo of these so we can... You know, look in your screen now. We got Steve's photo of these cans with Nate holding them up.
I'm not going to hold
next to me.
I'm just going to rock.
Yeah, I'm holding one of them.
No
Nate's holding the others.
And
we got kind of a greenish, a pinkish, and a white version of these, of Mountain Dew.
Niceness.
That is the whitest since Crystal Pepsi, but it's not transparent.
But okay. It's kind of freaking me out. What years ago? This would have been almost two years ago now.
Yeah.
When they had the Ruby Red Mountain Dew.
Right.
We talked a little bit about that, but then they had
the Live Wire. But then about Game Fuel.
The Game Fuel.
Yeah.
That was a big one. Mountain Dew needs to be giving you guys some residuals.
I will drink Game Fuel.
Even now?
Until it kills me, which I believe it will. But I want to talk for a minute. I know that our listeners can't see this. The milky white...
No, it's in the window.
Transparency.
Look in your iPhone window or whatever you have. You're listening to this on. It'll show up.
Yeah.
Your iTunes
window. Does it show up on... Does the artwork show up on iPhones?
I don't know. I've never actually listened to a podcast on the iPhone. I never used the iPhone as an iPod for some reason.
See, I use it as an iPod, but I haven't listened to the podcast through the phone as a podcast. I usually listen to it while I'm sitting at my desk. I have to see if it shows up.
Steve.
Yeah, someone comment.
You're our guest.
What's
which
up?
Are we? We're going to do them.
Anything that is undrinkable, we will have Chris Kelly in the other room finish.
Yes.
Which
yes.
one are we going to start with?
The amazing, at Amazing Chris K.
I say
Twitter.
Distortion because it looks most like regular Mountain Dew.
This looks like the least distance to travel.
Exactly.
What flavor does it claim?
Whoa!
It's
when
more
it comes
of a.
Out, it is way lime green.
Yeah, it looks
kind of
like antifreeze.
Oh my god, this looks like antifreeze.
Hold on a second. Hold on, everybody. We brought Chris Kelly back in
just
the taste test here. Now, what is this flavor?
Get your hands on it.
Now, this is Distortion Lime Blasted Dew.
All right,
with the kick of antifreeze.
Cheers. See you on the other side. It's like wine, you gotta chew it a little bit, you know.
Alright, let's pour a little more. I gotta try this again.
You go ahead.
Doesn't taste like strong different from regular Mountain Dew.
It's that lime kick.
Yeah, it tastes like a very light version of the Dew.
But that lime, it's not like lemon lime, it's not like Sprite, it's like a lime lollipop.
Yeah, if I were naming this, I would just name it Fresh Morning Dew.
I would.
I might mix this with some margaritas and maybe be all right.
You know, that would work. You wouldn't even need margaritas. Just a do-rita.
Just stick some tequila in there.
Just tequila and that.
Okay.
I will say this one. Yeah, let's put some tequila in here. I think we're good.
Tequila and distortion equals win.
This might be the best new flavor they've had since the Baja Blast.
Oh, my God. Let's do that tonight.
Like, you know what? Dude, minus a little bit of the blue tint, it's Baja Blast.
I think you might be right about that.
Okay, but they got
next show's taste test. We'll get one of those, Chris, and we'll get a Baja Blast.
Which one is next? We have the Typhoon, and we have the Whiteout.
You have to go to Taco Bell.
Taco Beezy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Typhoon, because I'm a little scared of the Whiteout.
Aren't we all?
The Whiteout looks,
all right.
It kind of looks like laundry detergent, this Whiteout does.
I like that you're going to laundry detergent.
It looks like the light Powerade.
And not mayonnaise.
To be fair, these all do look like some sort of toxic chemical.
They do.
This tropical thing, it's got kind of like a bubblegum scent. It's like a watermelon bubblegum.
Swish it around. Swish it around. Let it breathe. And go.
Yeah.
I hate that so much.
That's kind of rancid.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
whoa.
No, it's
what it is
says
it,
it says
it's like a watermelon.
Tastes like you're chewing somebody else's watermelon bubblegum.
Yes.
it says punch of tropical dew. It's a punch of something.
It's a punch of tropical douche.
Yes.
Oh man.
It is the cock punch of Mountain Dew flavor.
The rest of this is going back with Chris because we can't finish it.
Yeah, wash that down, buddy.
I'm gonna need that.
Chris, that's yours. And man.
It's so good.
No tequila is gonna cover that flavor.
Tastes just like diabetes.
Later, you will know it by its true name, diabetes.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure how I feel about Whiteout right now.
It is weird. It's just this murky white fluid thing.
It's one of those things where I want to ask Steve if it's okay for us to talk about Whiteout.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's somehow racially...
I'm very offended by Mountain Dew's Whiteout.
Can you even...
Some guy in Arizona came up with the name.
Yeah, exactly. God, what was I talking about the other? Oh, I was like, I wanted to ask you, Steve.
This doesn't really have a scent.
Of my wife going to death at a funeral because it looks hilarious.
Dude, you go.
Okay,
just go. Oh, I got it all over my face.
You got Whiteout all over your face.
Looks like a necklace.
My God, is it just me or is it a little thicker? Is that just me? I feel like that's a real thing.
I think that could be mental.
Okay. Come on, it's like all soupy in there.
Don't say soupy. We're talking about the Whiteout.
All right, what are we thinking about this?
It's like they took Mountain Dew and just took the color out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not as thick as Mountain Dew.
It says there's a smooth citrus, but Mountain Dew is a citrus drink anyway.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
This is a waste.
It's
okay.
Not as syrupy as
Mountain Dew. So the winner is Mountain Dew tequila.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dew-rita.
Yeah, nice. Oh, God.
What'd you do, mix it?
No, I just finished off my Whiteout, and it's leaving an aftertaste.
Now we have to make a suicide.
It's all salty.
Now we have to make a Mountain Dew suicide.
Are you willing to be the one to drink
all
it?
All three, let's do it.
Okay, we're all doing it.
Pop it in.
We're all doing it?
Yeah, it should
I
make
feel
a
like
nice...
there should be a wager here.
No.
Man.
At this point, we're almost...
Yeah, we gotta
get rid of what's left here. Plus, you know, you get this green, this pink, this white thing.
It's foamy.
I'm looking for a nice gray mixture.
Chris, give me your cup. Okay, now I need to. Don't put the lid back on that. You gotta fill us. Give me some Typhoon.
I don't. Yeah.
And man spooge. Not too much, Steve. Just a little on the top.
Yeah.
No, that's
the money shot.
The color that is happening in here now is really.
It's
really
kind of
freaking me out.
It's kind of a. It's kind of a sunburned tan.
It looks like lobster bisque in a cup that we're about to drink and call Mountain Dew.
What the hell are we doing?
It's right, called a suicide, gents.
Why is this happening?
Cheers.
That's worse than drinking them individually.
That's far worse than all three of them.
Oh, you know what comes through? That dumb Bubblicious flavor.
The worst.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting.
What comes
that's
through
just
is
overpowering.
The worst parts of all three of them. Oh,
all right,
a punch of tropical douche.
I'm gonna go like
gonna
do a bunch of scope
here?
And then we'll be back.
Okay. Do a bunch of scope.
Okay, we're back. Chris says he's got another appointment to make, but I think he's really just throwing up bubblegum watermelon dew.
You guys, I feel bad. Not on behalf of Chris. I mean, I feel bad physically. Like,
I was going to say, like, you look a bit peaking, man.
I'm suddenly, like, I'm not...
Did that all of a sudden, like, awake the diabetic tendencies in your blood?
Oh, Jesus, I hope not.
God. All right. Let's talk about other news. First off, we finally got our hotel room and flight booked to HAL conference.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, should we tell people where we're staying so they know where the party's at? Or wait, let's. Steve, where are you staying? You're trying to find out where the party's at.
I'm in the conference headquarters hotel, which I think is the Sheraton. Is it not?
Oh, is it? It's only like 5 weeks. It's the Hyatt.
It's the Hyatt.
The Sheraton was the overflow.
Yeah, are we like 5 weeks out now?
Less. Four exact weeks.
No, I think it's five. It's the 5th, June 5th.
Right, it's going to be the 5th this weekend. Or no, 3rd, 4th this weekend, isn't it?
No, it's going to be the 2nd.
2nd this week.
Oh, whatever. It's so we're like just four over and a
month
half.
Out. Okay. Just over a month out.
Right.
Good luck on your interview, Chris.
Good luck, man.
All right, register now.
Definitely register now. I have a code that might help you get a little bit of discount.
Dude, throw it out if you want.
SG10, I do believe. SG10. Double check my Twitter account or double check 36 Point account. I'll make sure they have the code by the end of day.
Okay, and if you need the code to get like free gear from us, find us and say Salty Nuts.
Are we sticking with Salty Nuts?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the most uncomfortable thing to say.
I feel like I just want to let the new listeners know that that is an ongoing tradition.
Oh, yeah, it is a tradition.
The tradition of Steve's Salty Nuts.
Yeah, it was the poster, and they had to come up and say Salty Nuts.
Yeah, and last year I gave out promo packs, and we'll be doing the same this year.
Nice.
I might even attempt to have something to give away this year. Maybe I should, yeah. Anyway, I have ideas.
Good things.
So HAL conference coming up. We're stoked. Steve, you're speaking. You're back in official capacity this year. What are you doing?
This year, official capacity. I was asked to facilitate, because it's really not speaking, but it's facilitate the networking lunch as a pre-conference session. So people who would like to get kind of a kickstart on meeting a few people. There's usually a fairly good amount of people, but anywhere between 70 to a few, well over 100 people that show up for the networking lunch.
This is How to Be a Player by Steve Gordon, right?
Kinda.
This is show up, learn how to have game like Steve Gordon.
It's true. Walk into a room.
You know what?
Are they doing a Speakers Gone Wild session like they did last year? Because
I wish we could. I think we're trying to do one in an unofficial capacity, but I think we're gonna try and hijack a room and kind of set up something similar to where people can ask some open, candid questions that aren't really format related. That way, you kind of get an open session where you can get the information you actually want.
Because last year it was you and Jeff Fisher and Jenny Herberger.
And there was Daniel Schutzmith.
Right.
And I think...
And I had to show up at like 7 in the morning to go to this session.
It was ridiculous.
Because it was last minute. It wasn't booked right. So they scheduled Steve to speak at 7 in the morning. It was worth waking up to. It was hard to do.
It was hard to do. Even for us. Like, we had like hot toddy coffees on stage.
Because Steve, like, I don't see you hitting Twitter before 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. So... I'm just wondering how that was working out for y'all.
It was tough. I was sleepwalking on stage. I have no recollection of what I said for the first 20 minutes. Hopefully it was worth it.
Words, syllables.
Now, what are they doing? Are they doing new things this year compared to what they've done before? They always change a few things around. Do you have any inside scoop for us?
I think the biggest inside scoop that I had this year is that the combination conference, the fact that they're putting all three of their marquee conferences together. But they're staggering them across the entire week, starting with the Creative Freelancer Conference that will then overlap with the HAL Conference that is running concurrently with the in-house conference. So all in line with a few shared events in the same venue.
This conference is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This conference is bananas.
That's exactly what it is.
I can't wait. This will be my first HAL conference. I'm stoked. Seriously? I know. I've been to two AIJ conferences now.
Oh, dude, you're
this is
gonna
be my first HAL.
First HAL and second conference trip to Denver, right?
Yeah, I know. So the whole time I'm gonna be like, well, AIJ set it up this way, and they
We should really eat here, guys. We should really overeat over here. I know places.
Okay, no, that's not... The only places that I can remember eating... All right, there was a great burger joint like 2-3 blocks away that we will hit.
Definitely.
But the other places I was eating with, like...
we went to Caspanitas, but we just crashed the conference. Like, I didn't actually go.
It was Hartman. It was Steve Hartman, Justin Ahrens, Pash, and Mark English. That was the crew I was...
That's a hell of a crew.
I was oddly enough
that
running with.
That is a hell of a crew.
So then we were eating at, like, I don't know, places that I believe to be cost prohibitive that we might not be.
That's a hell of a
crew. One or two of those. I know I'm into JA for like 6 meals at this point in my life. So I want to try to cut back on how many.
Shouts out to Ja Rule and Pash. What up?
So anyway, so if you guys are going to be at How, look us up. We're going to be there.
Follow us on Twitter. We'll be telling you where we're at. We'll be doing daily podcasts in the hallway. Too.
Yeah, follow Steve on Twitter.
Jenny Herberger, the 36 Point Boys, myself, Jeff Fisher. There'll be a lot of tweets going down, and we'll be overlapping because we'll be in the same areas.
And I could kind of go ahead and recommend that any of the people that Steve just listed off, y'all, if you're listening to this show, ought to be following those people on Twitter.
Yeah, they're laying down.
So just rewind the show back to 30 seconds ago and make that happen. Shall we move on, gentlemen?
Moving along.
And I suppose before we move it on, I should just give a brief shout out to How, who did name 36 Point as one of their top 10 sites
for
graphic designers in the month of May.
Oh, that's cool.
May's a slow month, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
You don't make the rules, you just play by them, so you take that credit.
Yeah, we're having that. So big thanks to the lovely ladies. Is it all just the ladies of How still?
Right now, I do believe it still is.
It's always the ladies.
They're
of
my
How.
Conference girlfriends.
We're going to try to get a show together with all of them at the same time. We don't know if that's going to work.
We're going to try. Make it work.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about actual things. What's going on, Donovan? What are our rich, powerful friends up to?
Well, they're in a fight.
What?
It's like us as designers, we're like little kids, and parents are having a nasty fight, and I don't know if they need to go through counseling. They're breaking up.
Dude, I was just gonna go there.
We have it's Apple like, and Adobe.
It's like,
you know,
your parents are fighting. That's so true.
It's brutal, and I'm just stuck in the middle, and I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and it's screwing all of our heads up, and we're gonna need counseling.
Look. I mean, I could have to buy a PC.
Shut your face.
I mean, I don't know.
You shut your face.
Is it gonna get that bad? I might have to go live with grandma and grandpa for a couple weeks.
Exactly.
What that's like.
We would never. Go that far.
No, because grandma would be like Carell, and grandpa would be like, you know, a Commodore 64.
No, it'd be like Carell
on the Commodore.
A 1984.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. And they have a really nice house. It's just trapped in time.
It smells kind of weird, like old electronics, and everything's beige. But, so let's say Dad this week made some excellent points.
Yeah, Dad wrote a 1,700 word essay.
Oh, printed on the finest resume paper.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, about first off how bad Flash is and how it's ruining everything.
Paper cuts. This is good.
And
paper.
He explains to me why Flash is not on my iPhone or my iPad that I do not have.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, to give the news recap before we get into this, Steve Jobs posted up a thoughts on Flash on Apple.com. It's Apple.com/hotnews/ thoughts on Flash with hyphens.
Now it should be noted that there's been, you know, my friend was telling me about some place saying that, you know, they're like, well, Adobe should just remove their software from Apple, and half of Adobe software is on Apple right now. Yeah. Half of what they sell.
Should we bring everyone back to speed? This whole brouhaha began, of course, when they unveiled the iPad. And there was a Flash icon of you don't have the Flash plugin, and then it was just like, yeah, no, we're not doing it. Flash sucks. And his quote was not a lot removed from that.
Yeah. It's like Dad was drunk at a party and just told everyone there that your mom's no good.
And still made some good points that you just didn't want to hear about Mom.
Right. Yeah, the things you don't want to know about your mom. That's right. What this letter is here.
Yeah, because he had me at battery life. When he was like, it will kill your say no more, keep it.
Did you get a chance to read through any of this?
Most of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he makes some good points. He goes into, you know, how Apple used to own a portion of Adobe. I didn't know that. And then just, man, just like a surgeon, goes. That's the thing about Steve Jobs. If you're gonna really force that man to make a point,
you got to get a burr in the turtleneck.
Yeah, he's gonna have.
If you don't make it inside the turtleneck, you're done.
Yeah, he's dude knows how to make a point. There's six fully illustrated reasons.
Well, today. Today, Adobe
came out.
Let's
go through the six reasons. Tell people what they are, and then we'll come back because I don't even know what's in your sheet.
All right.
Okay. First, there's the fact that Flash is not open. It is 100% proprietary to Adobe, even though they give away the player for free. It's not an open standard. Second, Steve Jobs says you can't get the full web. Adobe says that you can't get the full web because 75% of video on the web is Flash, when actually 40% of the web video estimated on YouTube is compatible with H.264 and viewable on all things. And then lists off Vimeo, Netflix, Facebook, ABC, CBS, and a whole mess of others that don't use Flash video, like a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then there's like, oh yeah, and you can't play Flash games, but we've got, 50,000 other marginally to awesome games. There's one that's like Halo on there, and I played it. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. The accelerometer and all that is amazing, the way they use those.
Let's see, they got reliability, security, and performance.
Dad's girlfriend can do everything his mom could. It's heartbreaking.
She can do the splits. Which you never want. You don't want to hear that when you're a kid, but your dad's all excited.
And that video H2 thing, it's newer, it's younger.
Yeah, it's newer, it's younger, it's hotter, it's a little bit quicker.
Totally.
It's not as big of a drain
and
on
mom
you.
And mom just wasn't keeping
this all
and
day.
Just wasn't keeping herself together.
Apparently it was semantic, I think it was rated. Flash is having one of the worst security records of 2009. Then you go into battery life. You go into touch and having to recode because rollovers. And this is something I felt really good about his point about touch versus rollovers versus web by touch versus with a keyboard and mouse. Mm-hmm. I felt really awesome about that because that's a point that I had noticed and brought up to my web design class a couple weeks ago, like all on my own. And then here's Steve Jobs saying the same thing. I'm like, there's no rollovers on an iPad.
And that's interesting that you say about touch and all that, because at last year's HAL conference, one of the pre-sessions was someone from, Adobe talking about the new Flash rollout. And even within the Flash community, the whole ActionScript debate of the old ActionScript or 3.0 plus, the reason that a lot of the code was hard-coded and rewritten for the newer versions is for touchscreens. Mm-hmm. And the fact that before it was mouse over, it was everything you were doing with a mouse. Then came cell phones and touchscreens and, scroll wheels. So now the verbiage that you're using for on mouse click, now it's on finger touch, on point.
Whoa.
And so even within the Flash community, there was a brouhaha about a lot of designers who would double back to ActionScript 2.0 because 3.0 was way too specific because it had to be coded for other devices that were anti-mouse.
Man, so, you are making Steve Jobs' argument for him over here.
Yeah, that's why I said that and battery life. He had me there. I can't argue with that. And I saw an interesting article today on Twitter. Someone posted up a link that said Apple didn't kill Flash on the iPhone. HTML5 did.
I feel like Adobe killed it.
Yeah.
And then there, the sixth reason, which before he even gets into the sixth reason, he's like, go and just lists all the other five reasons. Just like, aside from all this other stuff that makes Flash really suck, it's that Adobe wants developers to adopt Flash, or that they wanted, I believe they closed this off already, to create apps to run on other mobile devices. And that Apple just knows from painful previous experience that you should let developers make for your device, not have developers make for a closed system that then goes on a device and breaks all that. I mean, this thing is
Flash was still really viable for like other phones. You don't know it's Flash, but some of those interfaces are Flash design and they're running Flash on the back end. This is a specific Flash for web thing is where a lot of that came from.
Well, Adobe's basically whole response is, you know, if well, Mr. Apple, if you won't have me, you know, there's a richer phone around the market that's coming out soon that will. I mean, that's the only response I'm seeing.
Is it a richer phone? Is that really their argument?
It's
what are they saying? I haven't seen this.
We are working to bring Flash Player and ARI to all the other major participants in the mobile ecosystem, including Google, RIM, Palm, soon to be HP, Microsoft, Nokia, and others.
Honestly,
we look forward to delivering a Flash Player 10.1 for Android smartphones as a public preview at Google I/O in May, and then a general release in June. See, when you won't have us, Google will.
When that thing sucks the battery life dry like a vampire, that won't go anywhere.
Yeah, but Google probably has a device that will regenerate battery life by serving you more ads.
Well, and they even, I mean, it's right here in you know, Jobs' letter.
True story.
Like, you know, Apple,
true story.
Apple made WebKit, and Google uses WebKit for Android's browser. Palm uses it. Nokia, Research in Motion, or RIM, depending on how you like your jobs. Hey-o! And, I'm glad that they kind of had to say something, but, I mean, at this point, I feel like Adobe is I mean, obviously, you know, they've got an investment in Flash, and they're trying to protect that, but, you know, I feel like
they're hurting themselves.
If you're spending, if you start spending more money to justify past investments, all you're doing is spending money on the past instead of doing what you need to make money in the future. And I feel like Adobe is going to have to take the hit. I mean, there's
it's really hard for a company if you have a closed system to get rid of it. I mean, you want to embed your system if possible. And Flash was almost there.
Yeah.
And then Steve's just pulling away the keys.
Well, and on top of that, it's only one of their products, and they might be endangering everything else.
Because if Apple gets mad enough, they'll just make it their own version of Photoshop.
And you know they can't, and it's not that far-fetched because there's other viable photo manipulation software out there.
They rebuilt the entire Microsoft suite, and they sell it for $50.
Yeah, yeah.
I love iWork.
They're going to have iDesign. It'll be the full suite for $200.
Man, and God forbid that anybody jumps in there and starts doing that because Google has the resources to do that themselves also. So the market is actually primed for a little bit of competition if Adobe pushes too far. On top of that, the price of their offerings already has people in a tizzy, and we still buy it. So they're pushing too far, and they might just find themselves escorted out of the building.
And I don't know anyone who wants to see that, but I think that Adobe gets caught up in itself sometimes. We all know that for as much as we like Adobe products and we like their software, whatever issues we may have with the Creative Suite, and I know we aired a bunch on the last show, it's still so much better than any other alternative. Else. You remember working in Quark, but
that's like Aunt Selma, right?
Yeah, seriously, with the bad breath and horrible hair.
It's important to keep that all in mind, but at the same time, we all know that Adobe can be very, very slow to address problems with their software or to make substantial upgrades instead of just
piecemealing
or adding a feature set instead of addressing issues.
Yeah.
The fact that Acrobat still renders capital I's in text that's been converted to outlines as slightly larger rectangles is, as a documented issue that is discussed time and again in the industry for which that software has been developed. Actually, maybe for Acrobat, that's not entirely true, but for God's sake, Adobe, you're probably all in the same building. You got people together. Have lunch and fix that. Because if you don't know about it, people working on InDesign sure as hell do.
Yep.
And that's one of the points that's in here what Steve Jobs is talking about, too. It's just how slow they are to add features and to make meaningful improvements. And I think that this is a case, and Steve, what you were talking about a minute ago, where it's starting to catch up to them. And I don't think that Adobe's just going to lie back and die.
Right.
But I think that the way for them to succeed in this scenario is to reassess, reevaluate, and come out with something very new and improved, not necessarily in Flash, but God, almost in everything that they do.
And the interesting thing about Jobs so far, if you look at the history, he's a dragon slayer. If you give him a cause to fight, he rises to the occasion. If not...
Oh, I know. Yeah, they need to stop being like, Apple is not... this player won't play because Apple doesn't like us. Like, they need to cut that shit
out. Right, because Jobs will go to the drawing board, come back with a suite of products. I wouldn't even put it past him to have started developing it, which is why he's brave enough now to air this out and tell all of these reasons why it won't work. And if you push me far enough, I'll pull back the curtain on our creative suite of stuff.
Can I say that
he's got photos of mom, and he's not afraid to shop them around the internet. That's what it is.
I was going to say, he's not going to the drawing board. He's going to the mattresses. It's getting real.
All right. I remember this.
But at the same time, like, I love talking about this.
Yeah.
Like, I love that this is, right. like, we well, weigh in, drama in our
weigh
industry.
In, weigh True. In with your comments.
Definitely.
Give us any scoop that you guys know. Post them at 36point.com.
I want to see if we can, like, engineer some sort of major feud between, you know, like Ice-T and What's-Her-Face's Twitter feud that was awesome. What was that? Who was that?
Soulja Boy. Man. Was it Amy Mann? He had one with Amy Mann.
I think it was Amy Mann was like, why would anyone ever put Ice-T on a TV show? And then people were like, yo, Ice-T, did you see this Amy Mann's tweet about you? And he was like, yo, Amy Mann, don't worry about my acting. Worry about your fucked up music. Damn. Signed Ice-T. And then Twitter feud erupted. This was not that long ago. Amy Mann's response was, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Right.
I don't want to make Ice-T mad. I'm sorry. I forgot you're a real person.
That's funny.
So maybe we could get something like that happening between like Paul Scherer and Sean Adams or something.
Okay.
Nice. Maybe we can manufacture that kind of like.
That'll work.
Well, you know. Sort of speaking of which, feud. So I wrote that, you know,
loosely scripted drama.
Last year they had the AIGA 365 book,
right?
The polish share redesigns would be gigantic, and I did a post about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, and I assume it's because of printing costs, now they're not printing a book at all. So it's like she got the book bigger, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're never doing this again. And then they got rid of, now I don't even get a small
maybe
book.
Maybe they knew
it's just done.
Wow.
Maybe they wanted to go out.
She broke the book.
Yeah, let's say it's Sean Adams' fault. We'll just throw that out there, just get a feud going. Done.
Pretty sure.
Oh, was that a true thing then? Are they really not printing a book?
Yeah, they really aren't printing a book.
Okay, but and it's totally Sean Adams' fault.
Well, that's what
says Paula Scheer, right?
That's the part we're making up to get the feud going.
So with a question mark, I ask, so she broke the book?
We'll go off on that. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Nice.
Hey, peace out, everybody. See you later.